Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Good morning. Welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Taurai. I have said and shared with you before that the name Taurai means talk. It implies speaking forth. It implies an imperative to communicate verbally and audibly. And arising from that today, I take a challenge, that which I want to share with ourselves with regards to the aspect of time spent talking, time spent listening to talk. And basically, what I mean is, I want us to look at our conversations. The primary conversation that I want us to look at today is conversations with ourselves. How do you converse with yourself? How do you talk to yourself? What voice do you hear from within yourself talking to you? What convictions do you find satisfying your mind? What challenges do you hear coming your way by virtue of the voice that you hear day in and day out as you live your life on a daily basis and on a moment by moment circumstances? A direct statement to you today is, change the conversations with yourself. If you find that you are not being as effective and effectual as you believe that you ought to be, if you are not exerting the effectiveness which you aspire to, then I think all you need to start with today is to change the conversations that you have with yourself. Change them. Do you have with yourself conversations of self-pride and self-arrogance and a deluded self-perception of great importance? Are those the kind of conversations that you have with yourself? Those don't do you good at all, because they make you fail to interrelate positively with the rest of humankind. They make you fail to realize why at times you go through the situations that you go through, because you have a grandiose mentality about yourself. Sometimes to the extent where people have ended up being described as carrying delusions of grandeur, whereof they look at themselves and they speak to themselves and they end up declaring it forth, that probably they start to speak and think that they are the king of the continent. And it gets into their heads and into their minds to the extent that they are actually considered to be deviant socially, and people fear for their mental capacity and mental health. Change the conversations that you have with yourself. The greatest change to personal and self conversations that we need to have is when you have to remind yourself of the value that you carry. I remember once upon a time one of my young brothers arguing his fact through and saying, I realize my situation and circumstances at this point in time, but my brother, I want you to know and understand that when I was born, Mama tells me that I cried and screamed like all babies at birth must do. But I believe that when I was crying and screaming out as I was being born, I believe that I was calling out to the world and announcing my arrival. And I was saying, greatness is here. Greatness has come. Greatness has arrived. Mighty achievements have come into this family and into this world. Solutions have been brought forth. That's what I believe I was saying. I don't believe that I was crying out and saying, oh, poverty is my portion. Suffering is my bill. Trouble is all that I can earn. I was not crying in that respect. Because as and when a child upon birth comes forth and they cry, the measure of their cry is graded 2 points maximum in the hospital. And that is excellent. Because what does that speak forth? It says that this child has ability to speak. They have a voice. It says that this child's lungs have opened up. They are breathing. It says that this child can clear off their throat. This child can clear off any secretions that might be lying within their alimentary canal. It says this child's diaphragm is working. It says that because they have cried and they are breathing, it means there is exchange of gases in the lungs, and also it means and implies nourishment with oxygenation to the blood. Therefore, the rest of the tissues of their body will receive nutrition because of the oxygenated blood that flows through them. That's what it speaks. So what conversations are you having with yourself? What is the voice that you're hearing, and what is the announcement? Your self-perception and self-convictions. When you speak to yourself and hear the voice of your own mind and heart, what is it that they are implying and speaking forth to your situations and circumstances? What are the conversations that you speak with yourself? If they are negative, change them. If they are disastrous and destructive to the integrity of your community and society, if they are disruptive to the appropriate order of the day in your community, nation, or otherwise, then you've got to change them so that you begin to speak a voice that is positive, a voice that builds, a voice that molds circumstances into beauty, into wonder, into success, into breakthrough, into building up of that which is appropriate and that which is needed and required. Voices and conversations which bring a motivation. Voices which bring an encouragement. Conversations that become an impetus, a speedy impetus, a trigger element into the greater horizons of achievements, of success, breakthrough, and well-being in the community of humankind. Those are the conversations that you are supposed to speak with yourself. Not conversations of self-blame. No, 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 no. Stop the self-blame game. It's not the other person, but you, who impacts and affects your situation and circumstances by virtue of the self-perception that you carry and of the words that you speak to yourself, thus inspiring your next step and your next point of focus. Because you've got to know it, you've got to believe it, you've got to be convinced in order for you to carry and bear the faith and the confidence, the aspiration, the hope, the drive, and the persuasion of that which you must pursue in order to attain, to reach, to arrive, and to become. Ah! My goodness! Ah! Wow! I've just heard myself speaking great conversations. Wow, oh my. I have this conversation that I'm hearing in my heart, which is telling me that I'm going to greater heights and to greater limits. I'm not fooling myself. I'm not lying to myself. I'm not deluding myself, but I can feel it and I can hear it. I can hear it. Oh yeah. Greater. Uplets on the shoulders, because the rank is going higher. The rank is going up. Success and achievement is becoming a greater portion in the circumstances and issues of my life. This is the conversation that I'm hearing. And how is this going to happen? It is going to happen because I'm going to put feet to my convictions and begin to do those things in order to impact my world positively and successfully, so that the necessary transitions and transformations that ought to take place will take place in my life. Change the conversations that you're having with yourself. What are the conversations you hear yourself speak? I know. If you listen well and choose well, you are going to do well, because it is well. Have a great time.
The Miraya Morning Motivation, your first stop of the day for inspiring thoughts and powerful conversations at 6:30 a.m. every weekday with Taurai. Tune in for the Miraya Morning Motivation, Monday to Friday, where all is well.